This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Really, Riley?
Are you ready?
This is the Really Riley Podcast. Woo!
Well, hello, beloveds. Happy Tuesday. Welcome back to Really Riley. I hope you guys had a great solar eclipse day yesterday. Hopefully you were smart and didn't look up at the sun with out protection on your eyeballs. Still freaked out by that story of that lady that has a crescent shaped blind spot in her eye because she stared at the sun during a solar eclipse. But speaking of all things sun, I started realizing it's about to be spring and summer, and I am pasty. I am the pastiest Puerto Rican I've ever seen in my life. And I grew up in Florida, so I was used to having a tan. I was used to being sun-kissed and glowy, and I am pasty and crusty right now. But I am very, very, very careful with my skin. You guys are always asking me for my skincare routine. I need to do a couple of videos on that. That's going to come up soon. And that will be in the Fave 5 too. But for today's Fave 5, I wanted to do my Fave 5 products for a sun-kissed glow without sitting out in the sun. I have never really been a big fan of tanning beds, obviously. I've done spray tans a few times, but for me with my coloring, because I tend to look not yellow, but like more on the yellow tone side in the winter. And then during summer, I can get a bronzy ass nice glow, but sometimes spray tans look orangey on me. Maybe I've just never had one done properly. And if you know somebody, let me know. But until then, I like to do other things that don't include just like the straight up fake tan like Jersey Shore style, because I know I've never done that myself, but I know I would mess that up. So there's other things though, like there's so many other things in the market that you can check out. So I put a list together. So starting with the L'Oreal Paris Sublime Bronze Water Tanning Mousse Gradual Self Tanner. I swear it's like every single one of these products on this list though has the longest name. It's like they're trying to do hashtags in the title, you know? But it's got vitamin E. It's streak-free, natural-looking. It's 5 ounces, so a good jar for $10 on Amazon. It's on sale from $16.99. This one has 4.4 out of 5 stars, and usually people that are self-tanners are very critical. So for that, to have that many good reviews on Amazon, good product right there. The next on the list is one that I used to use a long ass time ago, and obviously the formula has evolved since then, but back in yesteryear when I moved from Florida to Michigan in the middle of winter and I was a sunny girl and quickly lost that tan, there was really not a lot of sun throughout the year, so I started using the Jergens hand and body lotion. Their natural glow sunless tanning in shower body lotion is the one I'm talking about now. But the one I did back in the day was literally just their gradual tanning lotion. And it really does work, but it's good because it's not just like that fake color. It's just like a nice little glow. I'm a medium to deep skin tone girl, but it really does work. It's $10 at Walmart. And something I just found, if you get it online, you get $1.50 in Walmart cash. I like that. So instead of just like a coupon or a rebate, you get to go back to Walmart and spend $1.50, because I can always find something in there I need or don't need but want. So it's really cool because you just like this one, you do in the shower. So you put the lotion on when it's your skin's wet. It's just like a dime size on each arm and a quarter size on each leg. Adjust as needed. They said obviously use sparingly around your elbows, knees, and ankles, otherwise it gets splotchy. And then pat dry before getting dressed. Wash your hands, and then boom. Like a week later, you're supposed to have your optimal color, and then you use it every other day to maintain. See, I'm down for that. That sounds easy and no transfer, because we don't want orange sheets. Then on the list, there's the Copper Tone Glow and Protect Tan Sunscreen Lotion with Gradual Self-Tanner SPF 45. That's a mouthful. So basically, this is sunscreen that's a gradual tanner. But this is kind of like a tan sunscreen lotion. But it says, you know, if you put it on, especially like I wear sunscreen on my face every single day, it's broad spectrum sunscreen, $13 on Amazon, but it's UVA, UVB protection plus the gradual tanner. So it's a 2-for-1 here. And it's really, really pretty, the glow that it gives. It's also water resistant. So it's water resistant, what did it say? Lightweight and moisturizing with water resistant sunscreen, 80 minutes formula. So this is awesome. So if you're not trying to get like that whole greasy fake and bake thing when you're in the sun, this is giving you SPF protection and then gradual tanning. So I dig that. So then there's also the B-Tan Violet Self-Tanner. It's called Love It First Tan. I swear to you, I want to be one of these people when I come back in another life that names these things like OPI does. Sounds like the coolest job. But this one is one of the ones you're going to get like instant tan at home. So it's fast. It's a 1-hour sunless tanner mousse. Violet base, I guess, has in its ingredients. No orange tones, thank goodness. No fake tan smell, yes. No added nasties. It's vegan. It's cruelty-free. It's a big bottle because it's 6.7 ounces. $10 on Amazon. Down for that. So they said in their description of how you put it on, first things first, let's get naked or partially naked, but naked is always more fun. Cheeky. So apply the mousse with a mitt, and then you have to have clean and well exfoliated or dry skin for the best tan ever. Please exfoliate because you do not want to be splotchy for all of these. Use sparingly, obviously, on your hands and feet. Wash your hands immediately with soap. It says that twice. Remember to wash those hands. So wash your hands. Shower after an hour for a dark tan. And then they said if you're super crazy hardcore tanner, keep it on as long as you like for an ultra dark tan. Don't do that. Do the hour, please. Rinse with lukewarm water just for 60 seconds and then stay away from soaps or scrubs, or don't scrub your freshly tanned skin right away. Sounds pretty self-explanatory. Fourth on the list is the Fake Bake Flawless Coconut Sunless Tanning Serum with Hyaluronic Acid, Lightweight Illuminating Face, and Gradual Self-Tanner for the Body. Holy cow. That's a paragraph. Not a title. But apparently this stuff is hydrating and rejuvenating skincare for men and women. I'm all about double duty products. So we had already the gradual tanner and sunscreen, but this one is like skincare for men and women. Kind of more on the pricey side with this one. It's 5 ounces for $32, but it's an anti-ager, which, you know, I'm willing to spend good money on good skincare. It's anti-aging coconut oil that boosts moisture and nourishes. It helps firm the skin, even tone. I mean, they promise everything under the sun, but I really do like something for thirsty skin that's also a self-tanner. So they said, whole body glow on your time. There's no best time to tan. Amen. I don't really ever have time to just sit around and tan. So you can apply it on the go in the morning or before bed. It's really fast drying, they said. It's got a refreshing melting effect on contact with the skin, so you don't have to wait long to get that bronze color from head to toe. I like that. I love things that melt into the skin as opposed to like just sitting on them and feeling greasy, but it's also got hyaluronic acid in it, totally known as a fountain of youth, plumping amino acids. Oh, okay. And then glycerin to help prevent dehydration and wrinkles. I like this. And this is cool. It works evenly with every tone. So it's just like one tone for everybody, whether you're fair, medium, or dark. They just work to enhance your skin's pigment. They said it's a long-lasting streak-free tan, and it fades out evenly. And with this, you get the applicator gloves with it. Not that you can't really get applicator gloves for like $2, but it's also a clean beauty solution. So the tanners are formulated with natural ingredients. They're paraben-free, vegan-friendly, and naturally derived DHA, not tested on animals. Okay, so that might actually be worth the $32 versus $10 for everything else. And then an honorable mention to the Fave Five. There's also the Tanologist Express Tanning Water. Now, there's some negative reviews here that like some people say it's just like it's streaky or whatever. But this one does come in a mini for $10, which is kind of expensive for a mini. But it's a mist. All natural ingredients. It's vegan. But apparently this is another one that brightens, softens, and hydrates the skin. The application, according to them, is quick and easy and mess-free. You don't have to like blend it. Well, you do have to blend it, but not like with a mitt, I guess. No color transfer because it's clear. And it doesn't apparently block the pores. There's no drying effect. Doesn't get on the clothes or sheets. So maybe if you want to just check one out that's a mini, you can do that. And of course, I'm going to put all of these up on my Instagrams, on the website at reallyrileypodcast.com. And I'm going to think of the ones I want to do this week because I am a pasty girl because I really want some dark. I have this weird jaundice color right now that I really want to get rid of. So I think I might go for the L'Oreal Paris Sublime Bronze Water Tanning Mousse. Either that, or I might just go back to the... No, eventually I'll go back to the Jergens one because I know that that one works. But all of these sound great. I mean, for $10. So as long as you're careful with it. But I do like the ones that are for face and body that aren't just for body. Because I had those tanning drops or whatever, Isle of Paradise, and those were not cheap. And they just made me look orange. I don't like the ones that you have to like mix with your lotion and then put it on your face. Too many steps, too much room for error, too much room to look like, you know, a stripey Oompa Loompa. Not about that life. But I will report back and maybe even do a video of this on Instagram of me doing the self-tanner or my husband having to help me do it too. Because, I mean, how do you get like your back? I don't know. We're going to figure it out. But tomorrow is Ask Riley. So if you have any Ask Rileys that you want to send me at reallyrileypodcast@gmail.com. You can also hit me up on the Instagrams at reallyrileypodcast, at Riley Couture, and at House of W by Riley. And also thank you to everybody that went on the Instagram and bought one of my Sun Lyrics cotton candy sky inspired candle. So he created this cool little pattern and I thought, all right, well, let's turn my little entrepreneur into somebody that makes money because let's teach him young. And I said, for every candle that is sold, he gets $5, and that kid's getting a good little chunk. And I think that it's cool because I want him to put some of it in his bank account. That's what my mom always did. Whenever I got a good chunk of money, I mean, he got like $25, but still, that's a good chunk of money for an 8-year-old. But I would get to keep half of it and spend it and then save half of it. So seeing as how we got him a little bank account over spring break, he's building it up. And thank you for you guys always being there for me and my family and just being amazing. We got this army. Speaking of amazing things coming up, I finally did it. Today, I secured a vision board event. Details to come literally this week. I just want to iron it all out and have it there for you because this one is going to be a little bit more exclusive because I have partnered with a female-owned company that I've been wanting to partner with for forever. So it's going to be We Got This Army. It's going to be her memberships. So there's not going to be as many seats available. Obviously, We Got This Army. You're going to get the notice first. You're going to get the dibs on the seats first. If you're not part of the We Got This Army, what you doing? reallyrileypodcast.com. It's there. If you just scroll down a little bit, be a part of the We Got This Army. It's like $7 a month, or you can do it yearly and save some dough. It supports me. It supports the podcast, and you get some cool goodies and the insights on what's going on with me first. So check that out at reallyrileypodcast.com and those details on the vision board event that I'm so excited because we're doing it at a winery this time. So that is to come, as well as a few pop-ups that I've got going on for Mother's Day and lots of goodies. But again, send me those Really Riley or Ask Riley questions at reallyrileypodcast@gmail.com. Hopefully you guys get some rest, by the way, because I know I did a whole podcast on the solar eclipse, but I've read up a little bit more that if you're tired today or in the next few days, that could be why, because the energies are shifting and Mercury is still in retrograde. So make sure you're gentle with yourself and your intentions in the next couple of days, because I started off yesterday like with this great positive attitude. And by the end of the day, I was like, oh, I'm so tired. So make sure you're definitely being intentional with your thoughts, feelings, all the good stuff. I love you guys longest, and I will chat with you tomorrow for Ask Riley. Thank you for listening. It's Really Riley.